So I recently organized a symposium in Calgary, and the theme was Literacy in Transcultural and Cosmopolitan Times.
Okay, can you explain to me what that means?
Okay, so what it means is that basically we are thinking about literacy not just in terms of basic reading and writing skills, but we are interested in examining the potential of literacy in the classroom as something that could offer children different ways of thinking about culture, ways of teaching them about what is going on around us in the world, and how we may honor the various voices and modes of, for example, consuming media in a way that would basically help them understand cultural change, for example.
What did the symposium look like? How was it structured?
So the symposium was basically a three-day event sponsored by the Social Sciences and Humanities Research Council of Canada. And the first day was a knowledge mobilization event where we brought in 55 teachers as well as graduate students, postdocs, and a few faculty members from our from the Berkeley School of Education and Mount Royal University, amongst other institutions. And we basically brought in four different experts who are known across the country and internationally for the various research that they do on these specific topics. And what they did was that they shared with the students some of their latest research data and talked about the different ways in which they understand the idea of transcultural and being someone who's cosmopolitan, and how they enact these various concepts within schools, within classrooms, within mainstream society. So it was quite a broad topic, and it gave the practitioners as well as the researchers to have an opportunity to dialogue amongst themselves and interact with these researchers.
Well, and a unique opportunity for the students to, I would think, hear from internationally known scholars in this area.
Yes, so we had internationally known people, like, for example, Professor Bonnie Norton, who's at the University of British Columbia, who works on questions of language and identity. So, for example, identity is an extremely a big concept that we do think about within teaching and learning. And so we talked about how the concept of identity needs to be understood both by practitioners as well as researchers, how it is a complicated concept when you have people who come from different parts of the world, and, for example, they belong to a country like India and they belong to Canada as well. So what are the kinds of things that they bring with them and they learn, and how do they combine their various knowledge systems to be a part of mainstream society, for example.
And so after the first day where you had this group together, you broke down into a smaller group on the subsequent days?
So the next 2 days were what we called a closed think tank. We brought in 20 international scholars from across the world, leading people who are working, for example, in the context of the United Kingdom. The United States was very well represented at this event. We had at least five different institutions from the United States, as well well as Canada was very well represented, both with Western and Eastern Canada. And so the experts came together and shared their ideas about how they think about transculturalism and cosmopolitanism within the context of literacy.
And did you find big differences between the different countries? Did you see, in terms of the contexts and the experiences that you're hearing from these different countries, did you hear big differences?
So that's an interesting question. That is, if I heard differences within the researchers' contexts and ways of thinking about this question. So one of the commonalities that we all agreed on to begin with was the fact that unless and until mainstream institutions and institutions who are responsible for example, large-scale testing, examinations that are administered to students in mainstream schools and high schools, they need to be thinking about the sociocultural context as something that should be at the very forefront of what we can talk about. That is, there is no one single measure that can possibly take into consideration the extreme diversity that populations offer across the globe. And this is something we agreed on unanimously. So interestingly, we had India represented, and we talked about the fact that India is one of the largest multilingual societies across the world. And even within that context, having two official languages, one of them being English, does not necessarily respond to the multilingual diversity within that country itself. So the differences, I would say the kind of people we brought in are all advocates, for example, for social justice, equity within teaching and learning contexts. So they all believe in some of the basic principles. However, the differences exist in terms of how we examine the various research contexts. And so these differences are not disagreements, but they're more about how we think and conceptualize the same question, but within various research contexts. So, for example, how do we think about how children consume media? Mm-hmm. So that's one example. Or how, for example, we can build on transculturalism within the context of language learning. So that's something I myself work on. Or how we can look at various types of testing and see whether there's a way to build in that cultural element that would provide some flexibility to families and children coming from various contexts. And other ways of looking at the theme include aspects of identity, for example. How could this be incorporated as a dominant theme that would provide teachers as well a new way of thinking about learning teaching children about various identities within the context of literacy?
So it sounds like you had some very deep discussions over these 2 days. What are you going to do with what you've gathered, the information that you gathered from the symposium? What's the next step?
So the next step is basically we are going to be working on a book. Mm-hmm. We have a book contract, so we hope to publish the papers that have come out of this event. We are also very committed to knowledge mobilization, which is a primary mandate for the Social Sciences and Humanities Research Council of Canada. So our goal is to make available to graduate students, to postdoctoral candidates, some basic tools methodological and conceptual frameworks that they can use within their research. And this will be done via our website that we currently have, and we will be updating that website based on our learnings from this event. We will also be proposing a common framework to policymakers and administrators jointly written by participants, and that is representative of international perspectives and what we have learned from our various discussions among each other.